The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of Living Waters Church.
Welcome to the Truth Broadcast with Pastor Dwight Shepherd. On today's broadcast, we'll discover truth from God's Word that brings freedom. So grab your Bible as we join Pastor Dwight now for today's message.
Hebrews chapter.
The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of Living Waters Church.
Shepherd. On today's broadcast, we'll discover truth from God's Word that brings freedom. So grab your Bible as we join Pastor Dwight now for today's message.
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Lord, we are believing you for ears to hear, eyes to see. Father, let each one of us receive from you everything you have for us. Nothing more, nothing less. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders. I want you, we're going to stop there. We're going to read on in a second, but we'll stop there for a second. Y'all ever had something creepy, crawly, or slimy get on you? You know, some people are not scared of spiders at all or snakes. I have a healthy respect for them. I don't walk in fear, but I have a healthy respect for all of those aforementioned critters, and I do not like them. I had a teacher brought his pet raccoon to school. We're in class. His pet raccoon is art teacher. We had pet raccoons roaming around the classroom. Thing comes up behind, and I pick my leg up. Well, the raccoon thought it's time to play. He just latched onto the back of my leg with his teeth. And I was like, oh, you know, can you imagine? Things were different. But there are things that can get on you, things that can attach themselves to you like that raccoon did to me, that are not there because you really desire it to be there, just somehow it's there. I don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden I realize there's something here, and guess what? It's hindering me. Maybe you heard me tell the story about I went out quail hunting with my cousin one time. We had this bird dog that was just, this dog was beyond dumb. It had supposedly had bird dog instincts, but all it wanted to do was chase stuff, butterflies in particular. And you'd let this dog out to go hunting, and as soon as you'd let the dog out, he'd just take off, and he'd be running. And I don't know why, but he'd run right through the prime places of where the quail were. We were quail hunting, a pointer bird dog. I'd call him bird dog by birth, not by anything he ever did. But we got tired of him scaring the quail away before we could even get a chance. So you know what we did? Now, don't turn this in because this happened. The statute of limitations ran out. I didn't do it. My cousin did it. But somehow or another, this dog got hindered by a log chain. We attached it to his collar. Wasn't a huge log chain. He could still drag it, but he couldn't by no means run full speed with that log chain around his neck. He was hindered. He was not able to reach his full potential. There are things that can sneak their way into our lives that can cause us to be hindered. It doesn't mean we've stopped moving. It doesn't mean we're going backwards. But we're not performing at our highest level. Is anybody with me today? And there are things. It doesn't describe what. It says, let us throw off what that hinders? Everything. That could be just about everything. And who's going to get rid of it in your life? Who's going to throw it off? Is God going to come knock that thing off you? Slap it out of your hand? Take it away? No. He's going to point it out to you. The Holy Spirit's conviction is going to point things out to us that are limiting our potential. Then whose responsibility is it from that point? It's ours. Let us throw off everything that's hindering us. If anything's coming before God in your life and it's hindering and hurting you, I'm just suggesting to you that you just seek the Lord about how to handle it. I'm not even going to point out to you anything that, in my opinion, is wrong or right. if the Holy Spirit shows you that it's hindering you from reaching your full potential, from being every bit the Christian person that God wants you to be, if it's bringing hurt into your life, if it's causing, listen, say, well, it don't hurt me a bit, but everybody around me is gripes all the time. They just won't get up off me about it. You want to know why? Because they can see that it's hurting you even though you can't see it. And you say, well, maybe it's not hurting me. How about that, preacher? Maybe it's not hurting me. Maybe it's hurting them. Maybe what you're doing or what I'm doing is hurting those that we care about. And when we're hurting those we care about, guess what? We're not living up to the fullest potential of who we could be in Christ. What I'm saying to you is this. There's room for improvement. Are you talking to me? Yeah, I am. And if you don't think you need to improve, just ask your family. Because they'll be honest with you. Go ask a little kid that knows you well. They'll be honest with you. They'll be honest with you. Hallelujah. So let us, put your eyes back on the Word, let us, Hebrews 12:1, let us personally, throw off. That implies to me you're getting rid of it as quick as possible. You're not on a gradual do away with it process. It is, I have made a firm, fixed decision that is out of here. Amen? You say, well, I tried, but I couldn't succeed. Well, God will help you. Did you let Him be involved? Or did you try to do it yourself? If we make the decision, God will help us throw off everything that hinders. What's the next word? And the sin. What's in the middle of sin? I. You know who decides whether sin is in your life? I do. Not me. I don't decide whether sin's in your life. It's everything I can do. Monitoring my own well-being to keep eye out of the middle of sin. Now, I don't want to sin. If you want to sin, there's something broken or wrong or missing in your relationship with God. Because as a born-again Christian, I guarantee you, you do not want to sin. Can I get a witness? I hate it when I sin. I hate it. It's like, I'm me, right? So I can be me. Can I be me? Or do I have to be fancy and formal for all y'all? It's like stepping in poop. I hate it. And I ain't going to walk around with it all my life, stinking and smelling of it. I'm going to get washed off as quick and fast and hard as possible. I'm going to, ooh, yuck, throw it off. Hope it didn't get on nobody. I'm going to throw off whatever it is that's hindering me, man. I'm not going to walk around my whole life crippled by something that don't have the authority to be lording over me. Whether it's feelings, attitudes, habits, I don't care what it is. If it's hindering me, I have the authority in Jesus to get rid of it, especially if it's a sin. See, how do I know what a sin is, Pastor? What's a sin? Well, what's a sin? Because this Christian's over here, they say we can do this, and you say we can't do it. And you say we can do it, and they say we can't do it. Exactly. So don't look to people to tell you what sin is. First and foremost, if this written word forbids it or says that it's bad, it's sin. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about that. There's no going around it. Okay? But there are a lot of things that are not specifically covered in writing because they weren't even conceived when this was written. You can't be comfortable inviting Jesus to do it with you or partake in it or listen to it or watch it or whatever it is. You should pray about it. Just pray about it. And if you find that it's a hindrance, or if it's worse than a hindrance, it's actually a sin. Here's how you know something's a sin. You did it. And now you feel kind of dirty. You kind of feel like that if God shows up, you kind of want to slip back in a corner. If it's not a sin and you do it and God shows up, you go, hey, man, you want some? Am I right? Who's going to get rid of this stuff? God's going to come down, slap it out of your hand. God take away, huh? He will receive it from you. He'll help you with it. But He won't take it. He will not come down and slap it out of your life. He's not that kind of God. He gave you and I the free will choice to choose what's in our life and what's not. And then He sent the grace of Jesus. Come on, everybody say grace. God's grace is His expression of love that literally has nothing to do with what you did or didn't do. But in order to receive that grace, you have to receive Jesus. And receiving Jesus is more than just a, hey, I'm in a crisis, can you get me out? Receiving Jesus means to invite Him into your life as your Lord, your Savior. He becomes literally the most intimate part of your life. Come on, am I getting a witness? It's about relationship. Jesus didn't come to establish a religion. We had too much of that already. He came to establish a relationship of righteousness with God. Mean being right with God. Mean when God shows up, you're comfortable. How many are more comfortable, like in your house, with people that you're close to than somebody you're not close to? Somebody you only see once in a great while. How many of you, when somebody's coming, you only see once in a great while or whatever else, you clean parts of your house you didn't clean before. You know? We're putting the litter box out from under the dining table today. Company's coming. If you live like that, please don't invite me over for lunch. You can come to my house. But no, seriously, when we're close, we're comfortable. And I want to tell you this. I don't believe God ever wants you to lose your reverence for Him, because He's God. And He deserves to be treated holy and respected, revered, and worshiped. But He wants you to be comfortable with Him. He doesn't want you feeling like He's looking at you through a microscope, looking for something to pick your faults and flaws and beat you down about. He is not that kind of God. I'm going to quote to you Romans 8:1. Therefore now there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Let us throw aside these things that hinder. Let us get rid of the sin that... What does sin do to you according to this scripture, Romans 12:1? Sin that so easily, what does it do to you? It entangles you. You ain't going to be able to run your race very well with the sin tangled all up around your feet, are you? What are you going to do most of the time if you got something tangled around your feet? Fall flat on your face. You say, I've been falling flat on my face. I've been falling flat on my face. I keep falling flat on my face. Well, maybe you need to let the Lord show you what the problem is. And then when He does show you what the problem is, give it to Him. Don't try to fix it yourself. He's not pointing it out to you so you can fix it. He's pointing it out to you so you can get rid of it and by giving it to Him. Am I preaching truth to you today? We're talking about a sanctified life. We're talking about our being set apart, different from people who are in the world. A righteous life is a life, first of all, that's right with God because of Jesus. Apart from that, I don't care how holy you try to be, you're not right with God. You don't get right with God by doing all the do's and avoiding all the don'ts. Let us throw off everything. Let us. Who? Us. Sin and whatever else it is that entangles and hinders. And let us run with perseverance. King James Version says patience. Persistence. Steadfastness. Life is a race, not a leap. Well, I made a big decision for Jesus. Great. Now what? Better keep walking. Just keep walking. It's okay to run with Jesus. But just make sure you keep running forward. I've told a few people when they came to the Lord here in the last year or so, the Lord gave me this bit of wisdom for a couple of them. They didn't come to the Lord young, and they'd lived a life where they had a lot of things that they wished they didn't have to deal with or didn't have to go through. There were a lot of things in their life that the enemy would remind them of, and they were not exactly proud of those moments in their life. They made some bad decisions, and they wished they didn't. And so they come to Christ, and how many of you know when you come to Christ, God takes His righteousness and puts it on you, and takes your sin and puts it on Jesus. And according to the Word of God in 1 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things become new. We've got no reason to hang on to that old past. But yet, when you come to Christ after having maybe been a little further down the ditch than other people have, the enemy will try to beat you up with it. He'll try to hold you back with regret. That may be one of those things that hinders regret. You quit regretting your past and embrace your future. Amen.
Being blessed and encouraged as Pastor Dwight shares this inspiring teaching from God's Word today, and would like to take a moment to thank you for listening and invite you to reach out to us here at the Truth Broadcast. It would be our honor to stand in faith with you in prayer about any need you have, and to rejoice with you for the wonderful things God is doing in your life. You can contact us by email at thetruthbroadcast@yahoo.com. Find us on Facebook, or by calling or texting us at 580-665-9866. We would also like to invite you to sow into this ministry of God's Word by sending your offering of support to P.O. Box 142, Burns Flat, Oklahoma, 73624. Your seed will help us reach and teach as many people as possible with the truth of God's Word. Thank you again for your prayers and support. Now let's join Pastor Dwight for the rest of today's message.
So we get the privilege in our life, with God's help, of choosing what comes and what goes and what's there and what's not. And he says, let us run with patience or perseverance, persistence, the race. Now watch this part. It's marked out for who's my race marked out for? Who's my race marked out for? Me. You can't run my race. You're not equipped to run my race. And I'm not equipped to run yours. Your race is your race. And it's yours to run. And listen to this part. Get ready. Nobody can stop you from running it except you. If you let your past keep you from moving forward, you're letting yourself. It ain't the devil doing it to you. Don't blame everything on the devil. It's you. You're choosing not to get rid of the things that are hindering you. You're choosing to let some sinful things remain. You're choosing to let your past hinder your future. The Apostle Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 5 about our earthly body being like a tent. And he said, when this earthly tent we have is destroyed, we have a house in heaven not built with human hands. Talking about a frailty and the temporariness of our human existence here on earth, and comparing it to the eternity that we have with God in Christ. And here's when I was ministering that to someone here a while back, here's what the Lord told me about. He goes, don't let the wind that's blowing on your tent affect the construction of your house. Now, in case you just totally didn't get that, I'm going to say it one more time, then I'm going to explain what I mean. Don't let the wind that's blowing on your tent, the temporary part of your life, don't let the wind, the adversity, the problems, the challenges, the conflict, don't let what's going on in the temporary affect what's going on in the eternal. You keep your relationship with God, with Lord Jesus Christ, intact, moving forward. It don't matter who comes, who goes, what happens, what doesn't happen. You just keep moving forward. And when you see that something's hindering you, deal with it by giving it to God. If you see that some sin has crept into your life, how many of y'all, if you went home from church today and found a family of skunks had moved into your house, would you move out? I wouldn't. I'd probably call like Justin Lovell or something and say, you got to get over here, boy, and help me with these skunks. Would too. You know? If I went home, what if we went home, Sharon, and there were snakes in our house? Sharon's like, I ain't going. I ain't living with no snakes, you know. You know, because why? Because it could hurt you. Well, it's just a bull snake. Yeah, it'll give you a heart attack. You didn't know a bull snake give you a heart attack? Throw one under her chair and I'll show you. See, moving out, moving on out. I get the snakes out of the house. Because I've sweat and bought and paid for that house. We decorate it. It's our house. We ain't going to let the snakes have it. Or the skunks. And if something creeps its way into my life, I'm not going to let it take over my life and become subject to it. Come on. When I recognize it's there and it don't belong, it ain't me that's going to cow down to it. It's it that's going to cow down to me. I have the power and authority through Jesus Christ to live my life in victory. Say this out loud if you would. I am more than a conqueror. Through Christ Jesus, who loved me and gave himself for me. You're quoting the word. If you said it out loud, you just spoke the almighty, powerful word of God. And I don't care what demon in hell sent to try to tear you a new one. You just tore him a new one. How many of y'all like the sound of that? I'm going to tear the devil a new one. A new what? A new attitude. But look at the responsibility. It's ours. I have never, in 25 years, seen someone who is consistently persevering, running their race with Jesus, getting rid of the things that hinder, getting rid of sin in their life, staying connected to Jesus, growing in grace. And I've never seen that person just go off, you know, like, wow, I thought they used to go to church. They used to serve God. Now they're what's new. Golly, their life is a train wreck. I have never in 25 years seen that happen to someone who just chose to do what I'm teaching you today. But I've seen a lot of train wrecks. I've seen people who wouldn't look at their own life and get rid of the things that hindered. I've seen people who wouldn't allow God to point out sin in their life and then give it over to Him. And their lives were destroyed. Now the good thing is I've also seen some of those people who came and they got a good taste, but then they just went out there and just right back to the old, they disconnected from Jesus. They made a connection, but then they disconnected. They went back out and just lived it whatever they wanted. And they withered and they began dying. But because of Jesus, He's able to take them in all their deadness and graft them back into the vine. I believe this with all my heart, or I wouldn't say it. God will never give up on you. So we're talking about literally living a life of holiness, putting aside the hindrances, putting aside the sin, running with patience our race, and keeping our eyes on Jesus. It's a holy life. What is holiness exactly? And let's go back to the Word. We're going to go to Hebrews chapter 10, and we're looking at verse 11. Hebrews 10, verse 11 through 14. That's where we're going. Hebrews 10, verse 11 through 14. It says, day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties again and again. Talk about these Old Testament priests. Offering the same sacrifices which could never take away sin. But when this priest, talking about Jesus, when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, what did Jesus offer? Himself. He sat down at the right hand of God, and since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice he, Jesus, has made perfect. By one sacrifice Jesus has made perfect. Are you perfect? Not in your natural self. But when God looks at you, does God see you perfect? If you're in Christ. It's really as simple as this. If I come up here and I hide behind a wall, and on the outside of that wall it says perfect, you look at me, you see perfect. You don't see me, I'm behind the wall. That perfection between me and you stops you from seeing my frailties, my weakness, my faults, my shortcomings, because there's perfection between me and you. And so when you look my direction, you just see perfection. That's what God did in Christ Jesus for us. And it says there, Jesus has made perfect, made, past tense, made perfect, once and for all those who are what? Already made or being made? Being made. What are we being made? Holy. That means it's a progressive work. We're not completely without faults. We're not completely without flaws. We're not completely without weaknesses and tendencies and things. Things that hinder us creep into our life. Sin can creep into our life when we're not careful. The Bible says bad company corrupts good character. How many ever heard that verse before? So if I go hang out with people who are doing things that violate my conscience, I don't care who you think you are, it's going to get on you. That bad company is going to rub off. You got to watch that in your life. I heard somebody just simply say it this way, it's hard to soar with the eagles when you're hanging out with the turkeys. Find people in your life that inspire you to do better, to be the best you that you can be. That's all God ever wants out of any of us. And it all begins with a relationship with Jesus. Here's the truth for you. Without Jesus, failure in life is inevitable. But when we stay connected to Jesus, He said this, He who abides in me will be fruitful. John chapter 15. He says, you'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. What kind of life do you want to have? Do you want to have a fruitful life that you know that you can be in God's presence and you're at ease and you're comfortable and you're loving His love and receiving it and able to be who He wants you to be, and you don't have to hide anything from anybody? Come on, somebody might be listening to me today and you're tired of hiding. And you know where the desire to hide comes from? Just go all the way back to the very beginning and see what Adam and Eve did the moment they sinned. They just wanted to go hide. If you feel like you just like to go hide, instead of going to hide, bring yourself into the light and let God show you what needs to change. You don't think that God expects you to fix it yourself. He doesn't. He just wants you to surrender it to Him and let Him help you with it. Now, it's still going to be your choice. Make the good decisions. If there are people that are influencing you wrong, don't stop loving those people. Do you hear me? But you've got to have some separation, at least enough that you can be who you know you need to be. If there's things in your life that just cause you to want to hide and you just wish they weren't there, you give it to God. Say, I don't want this in my life. It makes me feel dirty, but I don't want this. Give it to you, Lord. Please help me. The Bible says the anointing of God destroys the yoke and removes the burden. Have you ever heard that? Isaiah 10:27. God will help you. God will help you. I'm telling you today, you don't have to do it by yourself. You don't have to do it alone. You can run your race and win because of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You believe it? Say a good amen. Amen. Did you get something from God today? Amen. Amen. Take it to heart. The truth was presented. Amen. And Jesus said, you'll know the truth, and the truth will do what? Set you free. Pretty much everybody knows that. They say, all the truth will set you free. Not any old truth will set you free, but God's truth will set you free. But you know when it sets you free? Was it true that Jesus died on the cross for our sins before we were aware of it? Yep. Jesus, as far as He was concerned, He looked at me and said, your sins are forgiven, son. But until I received Him as Lord and accepted it, it didn't do me any good. I had to respond to the truth that Jesus is Lord. When I responded to the truth, my life changed. I went from being a person who wanted to hide when it comes to the things of God, feeling ashamed and dirty. I went from all that feeling of condemnation and shame and despair. And I'm not talking about a little bit of despair. I'm talking about the kind of despair that makes you wish you didn't wake up tomorrow. Makes you wish you didn't wake up today. That's the kind of despair I was in when I came to Christ. And He took that and turned hopelessness into hope and helplessness into strength. I traded my sorrows for the joy of the Lord. He changed my thinking. He changed my want to. When you struggle, you fall down, He'll pick you up. He don't kick you. He'll help you up as many times as it takes, but you got to make the decision to go forward and get up and go forward and get up. Amen. If you're saying, I know I got stuff in my life, it could be hindrances, it could be sin, it could be whatever, but I know my life needs to change. And I'm ready. But I'm ready for change. Would you slip your hand up high? Put it up high. Don't be ashamed. I'm ready for change. You can put it right back down if you want. See, God saw that. See, why'd you ask me to raise my hand? Because you responded. You did something. And when you did that, it was as if you swung a door open and said, come, Lord Jesus, I need your help. Now, in your own mind, not out loud, but in your own mind, you just talk to Jesus about what it is in your life that you already know about that needs to change. Just bring it to Him. Say, Lord, I know this needs to change. Help me. Deliver me. Forgive me. So pray out loud with me. Would you say, Heavenly Father, I come to You today, and I believe in Your love. Take me just as I am. And clean me as You desire. Thank You for forgiving me. On the cross, before I was born, You bought my forgiveness. And I accept it. Lord Jesus, I confess You with my mouth as Lord of my life. I need You to help me, to lead me, to deliver me. Change my thinking, especially about myself. Help me see myself the way You see me. Help me forgive myself the way You forgive me. I choose to forgive others right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Truth Broadcast with Pastor Dwight Shepherd. If you prayed with Pastor Dwight, let us know. We would love to hear about God working in your life as we continue to pray for you. So send your prayer requests, praise reports, or financial support to The Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 142, Burns Flat, Oklahoma 73624. You can connect with us by email at truthbroadcast@yahoo.com. So, until next time, continue in the Word and let the truth of God's Word set you free.
The Truth Broadcast program is sponsored by the generous support of our partners and friends and by the ministries of Living Waters Church.